This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com, live from Victory Field. It's May 12th. This is episode number 100.
That's right. We're celebrating number 100 in style by going to a minor league baseball game.
I'm your host, Amanda. With me is the crack technical staff sitting here in section 104 at Victory Field in downtown Indianapolis, Indiana. Beautiful Victory Field. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Glad to be here. I'm a little tired.
I'm a little tired, too. We're here at the game between the Indians and the Yankees. Enjoying a short little baseball affair because yesterday's Mother's Day extravaganza was rained out. They're having a doubleheader tonight, and each game is scheduled for seven innings. You know, you never see that happen in the majors.
No, no. It's like back to Little League. I'm pretty sure that when I played in elementary school or whatever, that games were seven innings.
It's only, this is the sort of treat you get in AAA baseball.
That's right. It's the sixth inning now, and it's tied at one. So what I wonder is, if after seven it's still tied, do they go to extra? And play the eighth?
I would think they'd have to. How else would they?
I don't know, man.
That would be very that would look really strange in the box score, wouldn't it? Ended in the eighth in extras.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, normally we do the eighth inning show here on the Red Hot Broadcast if we broadcast from a baseball game. But today, of course, since the game is only seven innings long, we're doing the sixth inning show. So welcome to the sixth inning show.
Yes.
The Indians have just taken down the Yankees for the top of the inning, and now we're going into the bottom of the sixth to see if we can keep this this tie going and see if we do get to go into extra innings. When does the second game start? 8:05 or something, right?
Probably 30 minutes after this one ends. That's usually how doubleheaders go.
So,
So
we won't be staying here that long because we are tired.
Yes, we had a busy weekend.
It's been a busy, busy weekend, which if you've been paying attention to Red Hot Mama this weekend, you probably noticed that we haven't posted anything in 3 days.
That's right.
Well, let me tell you. Oh, it's this Kiss Cam. Wouldn't it be great if we got it on the Kiss Cam when we were recording a broadcast?
It would be.
We'd have to edit that part out or maybe play it up. I see they're at least obviously together. The last people didn't look like they really were.
I know, that would be tricky, I think. Though not tonight, it's not particularly full in the ballpark.
Hey, stop, I'm not kissing him.
Wow.
Denied. They weren't doing it. They got a blanket, it is a little chilly out here. She's on the phone.
She can kiss the person on the phone, like, mwah, mwah, right on the phone. Oh, great shot of the usher's butt as he walked right in front of two people kissing.
It's not the usher, that's the beer guy. Aw, it was a little kid and his mom. You don't see that. Nope, not doing it.
Nope.
Back to those same people who wouldn't kiss.
The prudish one.
Okay.
Maybe they're ultra-religious.
Maybe so. They won't even be seen kissing in public.
You won't kiss until their wedding night.
That could be. They didn't look like they were even touching.
No.
Maybe they're siblings.
good times, the Kiss Cam. Oh. I don't think we're going to be on it.
It's not looking that way.
Good.
So
I don't want to kiss you.
I do have peanut breath. It's Dollar Menu Night. Dollar Menu Mondays at Victory Field. And we have enjoyed... We've enjoyed dollar hot dogs, dollar Cracker Jack, dollar peanuts. Later we'll be going up for dollar popcorn.
Woot.
It makes that $3 lemonade really seem out of proportion,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And the $5.25 beer or $6.25, whatever it is for beer. I doubt they'd ever do a dollar beer night.
Well, they could, but they'd be really very small bottles.
It'd be like a little shot glass.
It'd be like the liquor bottles you can get on airplanes only of beer. Oh, yeah, that's right. A foul ball came this direction. We got to, since this section is primarily deserted,
that's right.
Crack technical staff. The crack foul ball getting staff was actually able to go and snag it for our child.
It just rolled back to me.
Our
didn't have to go up from our row. Yeah,
our child almost threw it back on the field.
Of course, okay. They wouldn't have made it.
And the thing was, it wasn't like a Cubs thing. It wasn't like trying to make a mess of the field or trying to make a statement kind of a thing. It was that he thought that they needed it to play.
Well, he's playing Little League now, and he's seen balls go out of the field from foul balls or whatever, and they just throw it back.
Throw it back in, then they start pitching it again, and that's really cute. You'd think he hadn't been to dozens, if not hundreds, of professional baseball games in his young life. But to be fair, he was mostly playing Game Boy during those, so there you go. So, you want to actually talk about some baseball?
We could.
I haven't been really paying attention this weekend because of the... oh, we didn't talk about our weekend because of the big weekend.
The weekend.
Of course, it was Mother's Day weekend.
That, yes.
That was the less activity-filled part of the weekend. Actually, Saturday was my sister-in-law Amber's 21st birthday, as well as my cousin Ben's something else birthday. And so we went out on the town. We did it upright, man. We came to downtown Indianapolis, which it's fairly jumping. I mean, compared to, like, other towns in Indiana. It's
right.
And we went to the, when we started off, the Italian restaurant. That was a little bit slow. I was a little dissatisfied with the service.
The food was okay.
Then we headed out to Nikki Blaine's, the local cigar and martini bar, where we sat.
Very pleasant.
It was fun. We sat there
and our waitress had on display magnificent cleavage.
That's true. Incredible, unbelievable cleavage, actually. Cleavage,
right.
So impressive that, like, no one, like, after she left, she came to us to talk to us the first time and left. That was, like, all we could talk about. And it was like,
kind of speechless for
everyone at the table, like, was like, could you look at anything else? I couldn't. I don't even know what her face looked like. It was really something special.
And so then your cousin started complimenting her on everything except for what was most prominently displayed.
Yeah. So he's like, he loves her hair, he loves her legs. What is he doing? Oh, he dropped his ball.
Yeah.
And
then after that, we went to a dance club.
And we went to a dance club after that, danced the heck out of it.
Got some good aerobic exercise.
No, like, such good aerobic exercise, I'm sore. I'm sore. We were there.
That just shows you don't go dancing enough.
I guess not. But that was like, you know, doing a lot of squatting. a lot of up and down.
Ooh,
kind of action.
Sexy.
Ooh, yeah, squatting. It's a very sexy sounding word. But in dance context, it does look all right. So my thighs are pretty sore now. But in any event, we were there until past last call, so we didn't finally go home until 3. And
which
then
I now know for sure is 3 in the state of Indiana.
And then the first thing we did as soon as we were through the door back at home, I'm like, get everyone drinks! We're going to lose our buzz! Get everyone drinks!
It's a good time. And
I'll
then
make macaroni and cheese, because while bars are open until 3 a.m., there is no damn fast food restaurant open that late.
Wendy's, Taco Bell, they all failed us.
Oh, they are losers. Total losers.
1
and
o'clock, what is this?
There isn't a White Castle around. Not that White Castle is, edible.
No.
So, there you go. So, in any event, we were actually ended up being up until about 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Got 2 hours of sleep and then took off to see our son in the Mother's Day program at his grandmother's church. Which we actually missed, but we did get to. He did sing the song for us later on. It wasn't a Mother's Day song. I thought it was.
I know. I expected it to be.
But in any event, we had some other Mother's Day activities. Went to my aunt's house and saw the family and stuff, and pretty much just walking in our sleep the whole time. And then got a solid 7 hours of sleep last night. I'm pretty tired now, but I'm still here at the baseball game.
But yesterday, we did get to see some actual baseball on the TV at your aunt's house, and we got to witness, for the third time in Dusty Baker's managerial career, his team batting out of order.
It's funny, because that's so rare. The umpires didn't seem to know what to do.
I know. I still don't. I'm not convinced that they got it entirely right.
No, I think that they got it wrong, and since it was no impact, I'm not going to get too upset about it, but... I'm fairly confident that David Ross should not have been allowed to bat twice.
Right.
I think he was out for the guy who was skipped should have been out, and then he was out because he made an out. There should have been two outs.
That's what I thought, but whatever.
See, I was all confused at the time I was watching it, because I thought that the person who ended the last inning batted to lead off, and so I didn't realize it was the second batter had gone up to lead off. And so it kind of gave me a different impression of how things ought to work. But I'm pretty sure there should have been two outs there. I don't know. I'm not going to look it up.
No. That'd take...
maybe someone out there wants to look it up and tell us. I'm sure it's out there. If I'd had time to even open up my computer yet, I'd probably know. But it's just been, for a person who can't, get through their lives for a week without their computer, I've had it off for, nearly that long. I can't even open it up. It's been really tough.
The sixth inning just ended here. Indians grounded out to short.
And so we're still tied at one.
Still tied at one.
We are getting ever closer to the possibility of extra innings in this seven-inning game. Wouldn't it be great if it ended after nine? It'd be so awesome. Nine innings would be a regular line score, and then it would say extras. Sweet.
Well, while we were away playing, we missed the Cubs going on a bit of a win streak.
No way, the Cubs.
I know. After like losing three or four straight series to terrible teams like the Reds.
Like the Reds, for example.
They went in and swept the Diamondbacks.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah,
the Diamondbacks don't suck.
No, they don't. And it was like returning the favor that the Diamondbacks knocked them out of the playoffs last year.
Oh, well, it's a little early for knocking people out of the playoffs.
I know, but it's like, yeah, just a little revenge there, I suppose. But so that got the Cubs into a first place tie.
Hey, is it okay if I take a little moment here to do an aside on the promotion, on the little passing the time thing we're doing here at Victory Field?
Sure.
This is about the lamest interlude game that I can think of. They do musical chairs on the field. Sometimes they do like this race where they have to spin around on the baseball bat 10 times and then run. And they do the thing where you got to pick up all the pieces to the hamburger and put them all together and run with them. This one is just as stupid as could be. They take two inflatable, like big inflatable beach balls, and they've got some numbers on them. And you're supposed to bounce the ball around the stands. Until the music stops, and then when the music stops, then they tell a number that is the winner, and the person who has the ball at that time is the one who wins. It's like, first of all, how incredibly unlikely is it for the ball to even come to you in the first place?
Right.
And then once you get it, when the game song's over, you're not even guaranteed of getting a prize. Come on, don't you have like a free thing of nachos or something you can give a person? Like, you didn't win, but here's your nachos. It's like such crap. So anyway, we were talking about the Cubs. Not knocking the Diamondbacks out of contention, but sweeping them.
Starting to win again.
And now you mentioned that the Pirates are doing all right too, right?
Yeah, they've won, at the time of this, they've won six in a row.
Six in a row? I can't even imagine.
Yeah, they're one game under 500.
I'm surprised they've won six total.
Well, it helped that they played three against the Giants.
Yeah, that's true. That's right, I remember reading some of that in your game wraps. Thank you.
But then they moved on to the Braves, who are... You know,
also don't suck.
They're but not. They don't suck entirely. They do
but
suck
they've got
at
some.
Times.
They've got some injuries or something going on right now, right?
I don't know.
I thought that
they handled the Reds admirably, but
well,
the Reds, well, the last place Reds.
That's not saying much. So the Reds are in last place, and they are they're on pace for about
right around 100 losses.
That's pretty impressive.
I think they can do it, especially if Dusty Baker keeps sending people up in the wrong order.
I think it might actually be worse than that, because I think that they're getting worse. I mean, the thing is, the team has, you know, you go through these phases of sucking, right? You go through phases where you're like, you're embarrassed, then maybe you're frustrated. And I think they're getting into the phase where they, like, are numb. Like where they kind of stopped paying attention. They just go out there.
Well,
they're expecting to lose.
Yeah.
And that seems like it's a sign. When you're batting out of order, that seems to be a sign that you're just not concentrating. You're not really into the game anymore. Pretty soon, you know, they might not even be showing up.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll be, like, sarcastic about losing. There may be some people who actually get sarcastic about it. You know, who are just, like, maybe taking bows when they screw things up.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Maybe.
I don't think that would endear them to the fans, but
maybe,
I would laugh.
Swinging at pitches that bounce before they get to the plate.
So you think they're going to become like, what, the Bad News Bears or something equivalent?
It's funny
because
I think I've called
Harlem Globetrotters opponent.
I think I've called them that before, the Bad News Bears, and I think it was wasted before. Like I've stolen away some of the legitimacy of calling them that now by overusing it because wow. They are something special. How bad does it have to be Bob Castellini right now? This is like the thought I keep coming back to because I still have this vivid picture in my mind of those press conferences right at the beginning and all of the things, you know, that he was promising to do and the power of tradition and the big marketing campaign and all this. That was everything that was supposed to go right for them and, not so much.
No, not really. And what I think is great is that whole power of tradition thing. Well, really... The tradition with the Reds is losing.
Especially lately.
Lately. The later current tradition. I mean, not to the Pirates level, but...
Well, I mean, consider this. I have the entire time I followed the team, and that's not a short amount of time now. I mean,
right.
We're going on 10 years. They've always been bad.
They've had a winning record once. And
they've had a winning record once.
They weren't a good team
that year
either. They've
been bad, always been bad, and they've been, like, epically bad in that amount of time. I mean, just scary bad.
Well, I think Dusty Baker can improve upon his last year with the Cubs. His record was 66-96. I think he can...
You mean
improve
in the other direction,
right.
Yeah. So he can make
losses.
It more impressive.
Yeah.
I think
his
he
continued
can.
Decline
That's the thing, because, you know, you initially think, well, you know, he's going to get with a team and he's going to sort of be starting and he's going to have to pull them down bit by bit. But I think maybe not. Maybe it's all just him. Just downward slide the entire time. You know what's fantastic? They've got him on contract.
Yep.
How many years is he with the team?
Two more after
and
this
they're
one.
Not, I mean, no. Are they not going to fire him? Come on, they got to. They have
they're
to,
not,
don't they?
I would seriously doubt they'll fire him this year.
Oh, this is so bad. I think maybe it's time to start calling out the Dusty Baker supporters. The people who at the beginning of the year accused me of being a racist for saying that he was a bad choice. What do you think now? Do you think maybe I was onto something? You think maybe you're overstepping your bounds a little bit there? So I think maybe you were.
Maybe.
I think maybe...
Oh, come on. They're only losing 2-0 right now. In the third.
Who are they playing?
Florida.
Oh, boy.
You know, one of those teams that blew themselves up again and is going with an entire youth movement.
Yeah, but you know what? That would be good for the Reds.
I wish they would do that.
That would be. They'd probably be doing a lot better.
But you know what? You would probably need a manager who was...
Who knew how to manage young people.
It's like, that's one thing I always thought was odd with Dusty. That the type of manager they call, like, a player's manager or a good one for veterans. It's like, why do veterans need a manager anyway?
If true.
Veterans
the are the manager,
for like
right?
Like 10 years, shouldn't they know what they have to do?
Well, like in case in point, Cordero, right?
Yeah.
Like all this stuff that you've been hearing about Cordero being like this father figure to Cueto and Volquez, right? Because you know they don't have any Spanish speaking managers on the team, and I think Volquez speaks English, but Cueto still doesn't.
Right.
And like, what the heck?
He's still a kid.
I know. He's just. He's like a child. And so, I mean, it's like, well, what are they thinking? And so then you kind of call on your veteran players to be your manager in cases like that. Well, like just like you said, well, if they're going ahead and taking that role, well, what do you even need a veteran manager for then? A manager of veterans for? Get somebody who can guide the youth. But along those lines, we were talking about how many, very, very many free agents and how many players the Reds
right.
are likely to lose
they have
after this season.
13.
And maybe at the deadline, because if they, you know, if it's going the way it's really looking like it's going, they're going to be in a place to trade their veterans away and bring
yep.
in some young talent.
So Walt Jocketty can really change this team if he so desires.
I'll be really interested to see whether that happens. I mean, I certainly can't complain about the Pirates under his reign.
You mean the Cardinals?
Sorry, I meant the Cardinals. Sorry.
Speaking of the Cardinals, they are now tied with first with the Cubs.
Really?
And both the Cardinals and Milwaukee played over this last weekend, and both are going through the same thing. They've both basically demoted their closers.
Oh, yeah?
Gagne is apparently, I don't know if it's official or not, but there was definitely discussion among the managers after
Dude.
He blew a few, and Isringhausen has just suddenly... I think he leads the National Leagues in saves and blown saves.
How nice. So
yeah.
Tell me this. Does the... he must have had a lot of save opportunities, man.
Well, yeah, they have 22 wins.
Oh, that'd be nice. Tell me this. Did they get Gagne for a decent price? Because if they spent a lot of money on Gagne, someone ought to smack him upside the head. I mean, that was obvious, wasn't it? That one was like...
I don't think he's terribly expensive. He's not like Francisco Cordero type man.
He's not?
No.
No, that's good. That's good, because, I mean, he was badass. He was unbelievable badass
yeah,
for, like,
that does
a
never,
year.
That never lasts.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, that would just be, like, too such an obvious cliche, wouldn't it? Just, like, oh, he's so good, we're going to go ahead and get him, you know, 2 years after
yeah.
he was good.
But Isringhausen for the Cubs, like, came out and was, like...
For the Cubs?
For the Cardinals, came out and was talking and, like, just talking about how bad he was being, and it was, like, really kind of sad.
Aw.
So, you know, he was probably kind of feeling so down, like maybe this was it. Maybe he wasn't ever going to be able to come back and be effective again.
Mm-hmm.
That happens to closers and pitchers all the time. And he's like, 35, so he's...
Yeah, that makes sense. That would be tough.
Oh, man.
Tough to bear.
Oh, and speaking of the Cardinals, remember in the offseason when they traded George Grand's favorite player?
Yes, I sure do.
Jim Edmonds, released DFA'd by San Diego.
Aw.
So, his career is most likely over.
I guess they did, guess they made the right move then. Oh, speaking of NL Central, former NL Central players whose careers are over, Jason Lane is in the lineup for the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't... I know he played for someone.
Yeah. I was thinking it was the Pirates.
It could have been, but they had...
I have to look it up now.
It could have been the Brewers, too. Because the Pirates have Jason Bay, and I always got Jason Bay and Jason Lane confused.
No, they aren't anything alike, though.
No. Just similar names.
If Jason Bay were playing for the Yankees AAA team, that would
that
be a different
mean the
situation.
Pirates have made a trade. Heaven knows they won't do that.
That would be more than a trade, though. He would have to be, like, hurt or something. I mean, he's going to be playing at the major league level no matter where he goes.
Yeah.
Even if he's going to be the savior of the team like he is for the Pirates. And here we are at the end of the sixth inning. No, wait. Are we having a pitching change?
There are two outs in the top of the seventh.
Two outs in the top.
Looks like a pitching change.
Okay. I was like...
The base is loaded.
I see somebody walking off, and I'm like... This doesn't seem like the end of the inning, because no one else is leaving. I like how on this Monday night game, the ushers, the people who go and walk down to the front of the row during the pitching changes, are cute young women. They're not like the grizzled old look men that look kind of scary, like you really wouldn't want to go streaking past them. This is probably somebody that streakers would expose themselves to.
But looking at this crowd, that's a nice mental image. Thank you.
Well, we got about, 5,000 people here? The place is not jumping, but, you know, it's a Monday night. It's a triple A game.
It's dollar menu night.
It is dollar menu. Dollar menu Monday. It's actually not we've just been in here when it's packed. It's always packed on the 4th of July.
I think it starts filling up more once later in the year, especially once school lets out.
Yeah.
Which it's a school night, which is one reason why we'll be leaving a little early.
Yeah, pretty soon here, actually. It's almost bedtime.
It is.
So anything else about the NLC that we had to
talk
about?
Well, let's see. I haven't run down the whole standings. I said the Cubs and the Cardinals were tied for first. Houston,
wait, hold on. Where the heck is Milwaukee?
Well, they're in fourth.
Okay.
Houston's in third place. They have been riding the hot streak.
Who the heck is
Houston
in third
over the last
place?
10. They won like 5 or 6 in a row, and then they're on a 3-game win streak now.
Oh, my gosh. But they were so bad.
Yeah. But things are all clicking for them now. Lance Berkman was like just amazing this last week. No one could get him out.
Do you know if is it something that's going to last, or is this just a flip?
Probably not, because like there was a lot of walk-off type, like Hunter Pence had like a game-winning, game-ending type hit. There was a lot of close games like that that just fell their way.
Oh, okay.
So it's not really a sustainable type of winning, but
still,
it's how it goes. Earlier they were losing those games.
Nice to throw a bone to the Houston fans down there.
And Milwaukee's in fourth.
Well, isn't Milwaukee supposed to be good?
Yeah, but they haven't been.
Crazy.
Yeah. They have not been good.
Gagne
blowing all like 5 or 6 saves certainly hasn't helped.
A lot of people picked Milwaukee to win the division. And I suppose they still could. It's only May. But
it's, yeah. And
Jason Lane is hitting .238 with... In 126 at bats.
Seven home runs,
seven doubles, and 19 RBI.
I still think the Brewers could come back. I like them better than any of the other teams. Because I look at the Cubs and all I see is the starting rotation. Ooh.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like that can last. And the Astros are on kind of an unsustainable kick. And then, you know, St. Louis is hanging by a thread all the time, aren't they?
Pretty much.
It's like they have inertia that's keeping them winning. And I mean, like, organizational inertia, not like the kind of inertia where you are winning a bunch of games.
Yeah. And then that brings the Pirates in fifth, thanks
to
their... Oh,
hold on. Look at this.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Pirates and the
Brewers
are
Tied for fourth. The Pirates. Tied for fourth. What the heck? Well, good for them.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, they got to be getting dizzy from those heights.
And, of course, the Reds bringing up the rear. Winning less than 40% of their games.
Oh, they're bad. Oh, are they bad?
Yeah.
Oh, it's time for the seventh inning stretch.
Wait, but...
Let's stand up and sing, shall we?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
buy me some peanuts and Apple Jacks. I don't care if I never get that hood.
Root for the Indians. If they don't win, it's a
shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. The old ball game.
I think Winter's doing pretty well with his "you're out."
I think so.
He could be a major league umpire someday.
Is the song still?
Yeah. You could sing it again if you wanted to.
I don't care if I ever get that for the Indians. No, I actually ordered peanuts and Cracker Jack earlier in this game.
All right.
What fun. Well, I think that might be a high note. Do you have anything else to add?
I do not.
Well, then let's wrap this one up.
Episode 100. Can you believe that?
I can't. I really can't.
Hey, Jeremy. Keep slogging through.
We'll just keep on going. And you know, who knows where it will lead us. Sky's the limit, baby.
It's a blue, clear sky tonight.
The clear blue sky is the limit. So all you guys, all you baseball fans out there, keep on hanging in there. And we'll see you at the ballpark.
Let us know what you think about the podcast at iTunes. And share your thoughts about the humorous NL Central on the blog at red-hot-mamba.com or on our comment line at 206-600-1734. That's 206-600-1734.